Hi, welcome or welcome back to the Faith Talks podcast. For those of you who are new here, my name is Deborah and I'm a faith-based content creator. I share all about my journey with God to encourage you on your journey with Him. So yeah, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. It is so good to have you here. It is a new week. I hope you've had a good weekend. If not, then I'm sorry. Then I pray Jesus' hand and His encouragement over your life right now. You are not alone. He's with you. And I pray that over this week as well, over this new week, that, you know, you are not standing alone. Never, ever, ever. But with that being said, let's get into this week's episode where we're going to be talking about truth in the midst of warfare. In life, we go through seasons that are extremely difficult. We go through grief. We go through attacks of the enemy, right? We have an enemy that is prowling around like a lion looking for someone to devour. We have someone on the hunt who's constantly trying to steal away from us what God wants to do in our lives and what He is doing. He constantly wants to try and throw dirt on God's name, and we need to be alert of that. We have to be reminded of the truth in the midst of warfare. In your life right now, whether you are facing spiritual warfare or not, I want to speak about this because there's something so important. And I want to look at Ephesians for this, where it speaks about the armor of God. That's what I want to talk about today. I want to equip you within that spiritual warfare that you're going through. But equally, if you're not going through spiritual warfare right now and you're in a season of joy, of blessings, that's amazing. That's a blessing of God, right? But within that season, prepare yourself for the warfare that's to come. Jesus said that in this world we will have trouble. In Ecclesiastes, it says that there's a season for everything under the sun, aka there's a season for blessings, for joy, but there's also a season for mourning. There's gonna be grief. There's gonna be heartache. I mean, I still have a lot of years to go. I can't think that from now on I'm not gonna face any difficulty or warfare, right? So we need to put on that armor of God now. When soldiers go into battle, when they step out onto the battlefield, they go in with their armor already on before they're even fighting. They don't take their armor with them in their backpack and put it on as they're fighting. And so many of us do that with the armor of God. We don't put it on until we see warfare happening. We're living our best life, but then when trouble hits, that's when we're like, oh Lord, like help me. But very often it's hard to then put on that armor. It's hard to do that while you're fighting in between. So ideally we want to be equipped before that happens. So you need to put on the armor of God now. Okay, let's all together look at Ephesians 6 verse 10 to 17. If you can, grab your Bibles because this is quite a big chunk. I will put it on the screen as well. I always do that, but I think it's good to maybe write with me and make notes if you can. So in Ephesians 6 verse 10, that's where we're going to start reading. It reads, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So our main struggle is not against flesh and blood. Our main struggle is not what is happening in the natural, what we can see. So when your colleagues are starting to act a certain way, or you're being shut out in school, or when all of these things in life just start to pile on top of each other, there are forces of evil at work beyond what we can see. And I was thinking about this, like, wouldn't it be so much easier if we could see the spiritual realm, Lord? We would be so much aware of what's going on around us. But then I was also like, that would be very scary though. I don't think we would be able to handle that. Like, imagine living your life, seeing what's actually happening around you. So it's actually protective and a good thing that we can't see that, but it is happening, right? Then in verse 13, it reads, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes," when, not if, okay, when the day of evil comes, "you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So these verses lay out how we can be equipped for spiritual warfare and in spiritual warfare. So let's talk about some of these armor pieces. For example, the breastplate of righteousness. What does that actually mean? Because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, we are righteous before God. We are
right in our position in the kingdom. That's not because of us. That's not because of anything that we could do, but that's because of what Jesus has done for us. So we need to put that on as a breastplate, which is one of the most important pieces of armor. Like, it protects our heart. It protects all of those things. So what does that look like? For example, when the enemy comes to accuse us, when he comes to remind us of our sins, and when he tells us, you are not righteous, you cannot get into heaven because of all the things you've done, because of all of this, the breastplate comes in when we go against that and we say, I am standing in the righteousness of what Jesus has done for me. I am right before God because of what he has done, not because of anything I've done, because of what Jesus has done for me. Stand in that truth. Stand in that. Have that breastplate on, no matter what people throw at you. Because the thing is that with arrows, with bullets, they will, even when you're wearing armor, they will hit you, right? It's not like it's a shield that keeps them from even coming near you. They will hit you, but armor will make sure that they don't wound you, that it doesn't penetrate into your heart. So you need to stand in that, stand on that, have it written on your heart. I am righteous before God because of what Jesus has done for me. Next, let's look at the sword, which is such an important one, the word of God. The word of God. You cannot go into battle without the word of God. And what this looks like in the midst of your friends all walking away because you're choosing faith, or you're going through a breakup, whatever it is, the enemy comes and says, you're alone. God has abandoned you. See, you're alone. And that's where you fight back with the word of God. No, because in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, it says that the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. He's with me every single day. When you've been in a waiting season for such a long time and God is doing a work within you, and I talked about this in last week's video, we can be in a waiting season for so long sometimes, and it may look like God is not working, but God is working on the tracks in the middle of the night. I was using an example of the train tracks when there were workers at night and I saw them working while everybody else was sleeping. If God is not done working, you're not done waiting. And I know that that's tough, but if we look at people in the Bible, they had to go through that as well. Abraham and Sarah, the Israelites, Moses. Waiting seasons are such a significant part of our journeys with the Lord, and that does not mean that he's abandoned you and that he does not hear your prayers, not at all, but that's what the enemy will try to tell you, right? Maybe you're in that right now and you've almost started to believe that. This is where you need to fight back with the word of God. You have to dive into the word. What does the word say? In Psalm 5, verse 3, it says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. No prayer that you pray goes unheard. Your Father in heaven, who loves you so much, hears every single prayer that you pray. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we all know this one. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. God has a good plan for you. He hasn't abandoned you. He hears you. This is that sword of God. When you are rooted in the word, when you know verses, when you've memorized them. A while ago, I didn't see the importance necessarily of memorizing scripture, but now I know that that is such a key part. Of course, that is important, because when that battle comes, when you find yourself in the thick of spiritual warfare and you have verses memorized, they will just come to the surface. These verses will pop into your mind. You know what? God has a plan. Even though I might not be able to see it, God is working. God is always working. And next, what is so important is the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to extinguish the flaming arrows of the enemy, which means that that has a different kind of power, right? Believing all of these verses and scripture and all of the things that I just talked about requires faith. Let's be honest, when you are in the midst of warfare and you're in the midst of a waiting season, you can't see the end. You don't know where the end is right now. I can tell you it's a waiting season, but I bet that it doesn't feel like that for you right now. You need to have faith and hold on to the faith in God, not in your circumstances, not in the thing that you're praying for. Your faith is in the Lord alone. When you have a certain type of faith, nobody can tell you nothing, because everything in the natural is going to look completely different to our faith very often. But that's where you need to stand strong, have that shield in front of you, like, come, keep it coming. I have faith. I have faith in the Lord. In the Bible, we can see quite a few times, for example, when Jesus was walking the earth, where he said, your faith has made you well, or that he was not able to perform miracles in certain towns because of their unbelief. This shows that our faith actually plays such a big role in what God is able to do for us. It's not that he wasn't able to perform the miracles, because he was God. He was able to do everything, yet still, people's lack of faith has kept him from being able to perform his miracles. And we really need to think about that. To fully have faith in the Lord is like I spoke about this a while ago, but it's like doing one of those trust falls when nothing makes sense, when you don't see it around you, to go against that and say, no, I'm having faith in the Lord. Faith is such an important part, and it's a key part of our armor to fight against the enemy. I want to end by saying that you need to know. You need to know and believe in your heart that your Father in heaven, God, wants the best for you. He knows what's best for you. He loves you so much. So for him to have you in a waiting season is not something that he's doing to taunt you. For you to be going through grief right now or through heartbreak, these things are devastating. They really are. And Jesus knows, right? He walked the earth. He came down. God came down to walk this earth so that what we're going through, it's not like we have a God who doesn't relate. It's not like we have a God who's sitting miles away on the throne. Like, no, he's experienced it all. He experienced the pain. He experienced grief, like his friends passing away or his friends being ill. He experienced so many different things. He had compassion for the people that he saw around him because he saw the hurting. He saw the pain. He has compassion for you. He loves you so much. Trust and have that faith that within whatever you're going through right now, your Heavenly Father is with you. He's right beside you. Don't rely on your feelings. God is with you. And put on that armor of God. I cannot stress this enough. We don't read our Bibles enough, let's be honest, because very often we don't see the importance of it. But that is a prayer that I got to pray this year. And oh, the changes that I've seen is, Lord, make reading your word a necessity for me. Stir up that hunger within my heart that I'll know that this is needed. This is our daily bread. Food is something that we prioritize. We need to prioritize reading our word because it's that sword. Without a sword, you're not going to go into battle. How can you hit and like scare off the enemy if you don't have a sword? He's going to keep coming back. He's going to keep coming because he knows you don't have a sword. The enemy knows our weaknesses. He knows what armor pieces you have missing. So that's where he's going to come after. He's going to accuse you. He's going to steal. He's going to come into your life. He's going to take the things that God wants to use for good to evil. He's going to completely throw you off. So please stand firm and put on the full armor of God. Meditate on these things. Read through Ephesians. But know that you know that you know that you know that through whatever you're going through right now, whatever warfare you're facing, God is right next to you. He is this close to us. You are not alone. Don't let your feelings dictate what's going on around you because your feelings are deceiving. And speak against the plans of the enemy, the schemes of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Pray, prayer. And that is actually the thing that I will end this off with, which is prayer. You have to also stand strong in prayer. Just as much as reading the word is that sword, so is prayer. Prayer is literally us going against the attacks of the enemy. Lord, I speak against the schemes of the enemy in your mighty name, Jesus. I speak against whatever he's plotting against me right now in your mighty name, Jesus. These things are powerful. Making these declarations in prayer, going against that. Like if we look at Jesus before he had to go on the cross, he was praying to the point where his sweat was blood. Like that's intense. That shows that there's something so intense within prayer. Go in that quiet place and pray. Lay everything out before the Lord and speak against all the things that you cannot see right now that are happening with in that warfare. Go to the Lord your God and fight. Fight against that warfare in the mighty name of Jesus. So I really pray that this has been a blessing for you. You are, again, you are not alone through whatever you're going through. God is right there with you. Don't let the enemy convince you otherwise. Speak against his schemes. Put on that armor of God and fight that battle. Because again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Because the trouble, the heartache, the different seasons of life, they will come. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning into this week's Faith Talks episode. I pray that this has been a blessing for you, that you are able to step into the week ahead with that armor on. Let's get it on right now. Okay, let's do it. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will be back again very, very soon. Maybe this time that's what I get.